You're listening to Stocks for Docs, a podcast to educate healthcare professionals to build wealth through value investing in the stock market. I'm your host, Dr. Vivetta Lobo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Stocks for Docs. I am your host, Dr. Vivetta Lobo, and thank you once again for joining us this week. I hope you're all doing really well and everyone is staying healthy and happy. We are coming into spring. Hopefully the weather is improving. I'm actually out in Austin, Texas these days, and it's been really fun to watch the blue bonnets start to bloom everywhere. I had heard about it, but it's actually nice to see it. And really, they're just everywhere at this point, on the sidewalks, the roads. You see them when driving, and it's really, really beautiful. And definitely a very Texan thing, I've realized. So hopefully you too are enjoying the start and the beginning of spring, which is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. Today, we're going to talk about something pretty technical, and I'm probably going to keep this relatively concise because I think it's a difficult concept, at least it was for me when I first started thinking about it. And we're going to talk about the concept of stock options. Now, when I was first introduced to stocks, I had heard a lot of these terms, but I really didn't understand them. And I honestly didn't participate or really understand them until much later, even after I started investing. So that should tell you right off the top that this is not something you have to do or have to really indulge in if you are an investor. I can tell you that there are a lot of investors who actually think that these are not good practices. And if you look at the data and statistics, they often are stock options or using stock options is not a long-term a positive or recommended investing strategy. But I do get questions about them. And so I thought it would be helpful to at least give you some basic introductory information and definitions about what a stock option, particularly what a call is and what a put is. So that's where we're going to focus on in this episode. So when you want to buy a stock, up until this point on the podcast, and what we generally are aware of is that you go to any kind of broker website or brokerage firm, and like Fidelity or Robinhood or through your bank or whatever it is that you're going to use, you go to a platform, you type in the stock name that you want to buy, you find out what the market price is, and you can just go ahead and buy it on the open stock market. That is how I trade, and that's how a lot of people trade, and it's a very normal, acceptable, recommended way to do it. But you can kind of get a little fancy, if you will, or if you have the time and the effort to put and can kind of monitor the market a little bit more closely, or you have a sense or a feeling on where or what direction the market's going, you can use different strategies. And that would be using what we call a call or a put option. So a call option is basically a contract that you're buying. So if I am a call buyer, I'm basically buying a contract from somebody else. The contract comes with a price. So the contract might be $100, it might be $50, it might be $200. It depends on the terms of the contract. And the terms of the contract will dictate a couple of things. It'll dictate the price of what I'm going to purchase. So first, it'll dictate the name of the stock. So I'm going to say, okay, I want to buy Facebook stock. So that's going to be in the contract. Next, it's going to say, I want to buy Facebook stock at $100. So that's going to be my strike price. And I want to buy it anytime up until a particular date, 1 month from now, 2 months from now, whatever it may be. So for the example, let's say if I'm contracting this today, I'm going to say my expiration date is going to be 1 month from now about, so let's say May 15th. So my contract's going to expire May 15th. So as a call buyer, I am now going to purchase this contract, this right to buy Facebook stock at $100 anytime from today through May 15th. And the cost to do this will be $100. So I'm going to pay $100 off the bat in order to buy this right. That's basically a call option. On the other end of that is somebody, right? And that's the contractor. That's the person who's putting this together. And that's a person who is going to get paid this $100 for writing this contract for me and how now having this obligation that whenever I decide from now until May 15th that I want to exercise my right to buy this $100 Facebook stock, they are now obligated, regardless of what the price of Facebook is at the open market, to sell it to me now at $100. So that is basically what a call option is. So let's move forward from this example. So now say a week from now or 3 weeks from now, Facebook price goes up to the market price. When I put this call option, the market price was say about $100. But now the market price is up to say $150 per stock. So I'm like, all right, $50 is quite a bit. I'm going to exercise my right. And so I'm going to exercise my strike price. And I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to exercise this call. Go ahead. And you're going to buy that stock at $100, even though the cost in the open market is $150. And likely I can turn around and sell it in the open market at $150. And so immediately I have made the $50 on the stock. But you have to take into account the price that I paid, the $100 flat fee that I paid for it. And so for just that option that I paid up front for it. So if you bought 10 stocks and you know it's 50 times 10 minus the $100 is what your net gain would be. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. That's basically what a call option is. It's a contract and there's a premium, there's a price for that contract. The terms of that contract, you kind of can decide based on what it is you want, and that'll kind of give you your price. The other side to this is a call put, an option put. So a put option is basically a contract that gives me the right to sell something at a particular price at a particular date or up to a particular date. So using our Facebook example again, I can say, all right, I'm going to buy an option or a put option that gives me the right to sell Facebook stock at $100 up until, we'll go back to May 15th. So anytime up until May 15th, I'm going to be able to sell Facebook stock at $100. And for this right, for this contract, I'm going to pay upfront $100 because that's the cost of it when I look it up. On the other side, there's somebody who's putting this contract together for me, is going to profit from my $100 flat free off the bat, and will now have the obligation to buy my Facebook stock at any time I decide to execute this contract at a price of $100, regardless of what the price is in the open market. So Facebook price goes up, say it goes up all the way to $200 now. Well, I wouldn't want to be selling my stock at $100. So I might just let it go. I'll let it expire. I won't ever exercise that right. And I have now just have a net loss of $100, which was the cost of the initial contract. Everybody walks away. That was my loss. Or the flip side is, say Facebook goes down to now $50. Well, I'm like, great, I can sell it at $100. And so I'm then going to exercise that right and make that person buy my stock, Facebook stock, at $100, even though I know the market, it's only $50. So I end up with a profit of $50 per stock. And say it was, if we were talking about 10 shares, then that's 50 times 10. Again, my profit will still be minus the original $100 that I paid for the contract. So that's really very basic what a option call is and an option put is. When you do go to your whatever website you're using to trade on, the way you look for these or to see what's available and what the price is you first you have to put in the name of the stock you're looking for. So you can type in Facebook if you're sticking with this example. And then you can search by the expiration date. So whatever date you're looking for this contract to expire. Then usually on the left side of the screen, you'll get a bunch of numbers and those will be the call numbers. So if you are looking to buy a contract that allows you to buy Facebook stock, it'll give you a list of, okay, for August 20th, if you want to buy it at this number, if you want your strike price to be $100, the contract's going to cost you, you know, $100 or $200. If you want to buy your strike price to be $150, well, now your contract's going to be $80. And so it kind of gives you a list and you just literally click on what number you want. And if you want to do the put, if you're looking for the right to sell, then usually those numbers are on the right side of the screen. So it's pretty easy to do. And, you know, once you kind of do the exercise from start to finish one time, you'll get to see that it's pretty self-explanatory. So that's the basics of what option calls and puts are. I will come back to say that, you know, it is tricky to do this because not only do you need to time it right, you know, you're buying the option. So you're already paying a premium off the bat. Then you need to make sure that you understand the direction of where the market's going. So you have this right and you know which way you're going before you decide to do it. And then you have to time it within a shorter amount of window because you need to know, okay, it's going to go this way, but when do I want to then pull the trigger and call it? So that's a lot of timing the market. And if you hear anything that I have to say is I'm just not good at timing the market. And quite honestly, nobody is good at timing the market. You may get lucky a couple of times, you know, you may get fortunate, but there's going to be a time when you're not. And whenever I get to things like this, I feel like it's too much of gambling involved and there's too much of sort of luck that I'm relying on. And that's when I start to say, no, this is not for my hard-earned money. This is not how I want to invest. This is great for, you know, a couple of nights in Vegas when I'm, you know, paying for my experience, but I've never, you know, truly been able to embrace calls and options for that reason. I do know lots of people who do it and they do it successfully or they enjoy doing it. They are watching the market a lot more than I have the time to. It's not the kind of investing practice that I practice, which is very hands-off. Kind of do my research, do it conservatively, and then get aggressively buy when I think the price is right and then leave it because mine is mainly long-term strategies. And I'm not concerned about expiration dates and calls and puts, etc. So not for me, it's definitely not my cup of tea, but I wanted to put it out there so people are aware of what they are and can make up their minds and decide for themselves. I think it's not a bad idea to maybe do it once, you know, with a small amount of money to really feel what it's like to exercise these rights and then kind of decide if this is for you or not. So with that, I'm going to close this week's episode. I hope that was informational. There's, you know, more information on this that you can get pretty easily online, but hopefully this gives you a basis for when you do read some more articles if you are interested on how to do this further. But if you are using a platform, you know, go ahead. And when you are trying to buy, it'll ask you how you want to buy it and mark a price as an option. But then usually you can do a call and a put and kind of get to that screen that I was talking about with all the numbers based on the date, the expiration date. If you have thoughts, questions, comments on today's episode or anything about Stocks for Docs, please reach out to us, follow us on our social media handles. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, have a safe week. Stay well, stay healthy. Cheers.
Stocks for Docs is a podcast designed to educate healthcare professionals on building wealth through value investing. Take the first steps towards securing your future and listen weekly. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn as Stocks for Docs.